All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Drunk Words Equals Sober Thoughts. Welcome, fellas. Everybody good?
Yeah.
I told y'all last time we need energy when we start this show.
What it is?
Let me start it all over. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Drunk Words Equals Sober Thoughts. Welcome, everybody. Yeah, there we go. That's some little damn energy and shit. Damn. But you know how we start this show. We introduce everybody that's in the room. So we will go around. Like I said, this is your humble host, brother man, from the fifth floor, a.k.a. Mr. Garrison, a.k.a. Shit, I don't know. Damn, I had one. Hold on. I had one. I've been watching Major Payne, and I had one from there. Hold on. But this is brother man from the floor, a.k.a. Mr. Garrison, a.k.a. Killing. Damn, I forgot it. I ain't even going to do it. A.k.a. the captain of this shit. We are moving on. Yeah, we're going to move on. I fucked that all up. All right, moving on. We got my man, More About Nathan, a.k.a.
Nighty Nate.
A.K.A.
Mr. Nonchalant.
A.K.A.
The Chicken and Waffle Connoisseur.
Ooh. Okay. All right. You wrote that down.
I just
look at my show notes. See, that's what I should have done. I should have did the same thing. And then we got Average Jimmy, A.K.A.
Jimbo.
A.K.A.
Coach.
A.K.A.
Niecy.
Why Niecy?
My knees fucked up.
And then last but not least, we got Grown Buzz, a.k.a.
Big Daddy.
A.k.a.
The Overweight Lover.
A.k.a.
Fuck that shit out, though.
Oh, you got one.
I was going to go, bro.
Yeah, good stuff. I'm glad to have everybody here. We missed you last time, More About Nathan.
Yeah, so slacking.
Yeah, what happened?
I would say life really did happen to me. It was one of those, like, I got home from the gym, and, like, I was leaving the gym. When I remembered, I was like, damn, I had a whole thing I was supposed to be doing.
I ain't coming, bro.
Yeah,
it
was one of those, like, I had a shower. I would have had to do a whole bunch of stuff. Mm. Got moisturized after. It's getting cold out, so, you know.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah,
new
skin is getting dry. Yep.
Yeah, I'm blessed. I don't got them issues.
What now?
I'm blessed. I don't get ashy like this.
Light skin problem.
Light skin problem. Trust me. Speaking from experience.
Yeah. Look, I need coconut oil. I need... Yeah.
Shea butter, all of that.
Oh, so y'all here looking like you got stockings on.
I mean, yeah, if I'm taking care of things, I'm out here looking rough.
Hands be all dry and shit.
That's the only thing that can ask you on me is my hands. That's it. Just that little piece right here.
Knees and my elbows. Yeah. Like the first thing to go.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah, I'm blessed. God, thank God. Mm. But you know how we start the show? We start the show with a shot. Let's take these shots up for a good show.
We're going to tell them what we shooting, like what we drinking.
Oh, yeah. What's everybody drinking tonight?
Hey, Jimmy got some money.
Yeah, he drinking.
Nah, Jimmy got birthday drink.
Very special.
Hennessy VSOP Privilege.
Oh,
and a bottle.
We're getting privileged.
Yeah. Some money.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jay.
Yeah, I'm sipping on. I sipped a little bit of that. I got some of that. I'm drinking some, you know, my normal go-to, my Jameson. What about you, More About Nathan?
I got that Crown Royal Apple.
Okay, well, that's that fall season. It's fall drink.
I won't be surprised if Crown Royal put out like a pump spice
for
the season.
That's
some shit Crown Royal would do.
That doesn't look Crown Royal.
Some Parmesan type shit too.
Yeah.
Paul is Crown Royal. It's the same shit. I can't do it.
It's my good friend Paul Mason.
Paul.
My good friend, Pat Ron.
What about that? You drinking still Bacardi, man?
Yeah, I got some Bacardi.
Okay.
A little Bacardi, you know. Right. Light Bacardi, no doubt.
You got two big Bacardi. Ain't shit little about that.
I mean, it's...
Bottles. I didn't realize that.
It's gone now. So I had to open a new one.
Have y'all realized that he's drinking these bottles by himself?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And every single time, these bottles are done.
I mean, you know,
Big Dad.
I mean, you know, sometimes you be going through some shit you don't realize until after you consume all of what you didn't consume.
Look, while he's pouring.
He was just triggered.
He was just triggered. All right, well, let's get this shot up. Shout out for a good show.
Right,
yes.
Shot time.
Don, this is straight out the bottle.
All right. Anything? It's been a lot of stuff going on this week.
Yeah,
man.
Anything new for y'all?
Semifinals was today. My team that I actually coached, we fell short 8-6. So our season's done. But on the brighter side, I got to watch my youngest son. We played at the same time, but I got to watch his double overtime winning touchdown.
Mm. I seen that. Mm. Seen that. That was legit.
Well,
it's hard video.
Well, winning conversion, because he got the touchdown, but it was still tied. So then he ran the conversion in two, which made it 13-12.
Okay.
First game. Mm. This the same team in regular season, they beat 14-13.
Oh.
Damn. Oh, wow. Yeah, so it's personal.
Yeah, yeah. So it's the same. I mean, it was just tough. It was playoff football nonetheless. Shout out to Delaware. That's where they played. Great team, great organization, very respectful coaches, parents. It was good, though. I mean, that's what's new. My boy, first year. Well, I'm sorry, this is second year. Last year, it was clinic ball, so they didn't have refs. It was like teaching them. So his first competitive year at quarterback, he took them all the way to the ship, man.
That's what's up.
So no matter what happened next week, I'm proud of him.
That's what's up. Speaking of football, I just finished my flag football season.
We
lost in double overtime.
Oh yeah,
yeah, we lost in double overtime.
I'll never get mad.
No, it's the perfect ending to our horrible season. We always come very close to winning, but always lose, and it's crazy. And the way this is how we lost, right? So it was in overtime, so it was college rules. So everybody, you get to like the 20, and you got to score, and like if whoever don't score or whatever, they end up losing, right?
Okay.
So we scored, then it was their turn to score.
They scored,
right? And they went for the conversion. Now, if a girl catches the ball, it's an extra point. If a guy catches, it's the same point. So a guy caught our touchdown, a girl caught theirs, so they won by 1 point.
Oh. See, that's why I don't like that shit.
So if a girl catches a touchdown, it's 7 points instead of 6.
Correct.
And if a guy catches a 6 point.
Correct.
Gotcha.
And, it was bad. It was bad.
That's why I hated the fucking league.
So, say if a girl score a touchdown, that's 7. Do y'all still get extra point? Or is that
we get to do a conversion. Get a try. Right. But, yeah.
I'm with the, if you want to do the league, I'm with it, man.
I'm down.
Talk to a few people. We good.
Okay. Yeah, I think as long as we got a quarterback, then
we need a more competitive
quarterback. I got it.
We can't go in.
I got it.
Well, this Thursday league was pretty competitive. It was pretty fun. I ain't even gonna lie, it was way better than that Saturday league that we played.
Yeah, that should.
But
fun.
Hey, I got you, man.
But it was a good time. A lot of stuff happened this week. Sober October is over. It's November. Are y'all doing a whole No Shave November?
That's frowned upon in my establishment.
Oh, okay.
I don't grow hair.
I can't do it because I don't really grow I don't grow that well. Like so.
Patchy.
Yeah.
Patchy.
I'm real patchy. Real patchy. So I can't even go into that.
Yeah.
You
kind of see it, but yeah, I can't do that. Work won't let me.
Well, as the nigga with the beard in the room.
Well, no, but like, you know. Even with beer, you can do it. No shaping it up, no nothing.
Nah, I ain't doing all that.
Mm, it's picture like day. A grizzly, man.
Yeah, it's picture day on Monday. School picture days. So I can't.
Come on.
Nope, gotta be ready for my school pictures.
All right. Nate, anything going on? What about Nathan?
I mean, I actually am trying to grow my beard out a little bit.
Yeah, you're trying.
I know y'all probably peeped a little something.
Okay.
It's already been approved by the wife as well. She's not angry or nothing, so it's all good.
Dang, that's whole the merged man life.
That's a whole other thing you gotta take into
account. Hey, babe, I feel like I'm one. Is it okay for us to do this?
Yeah, right. You down for this? You down for the ride? Like, what's up?
Oh, jeez.
Nah, I'm a little patchy right now, but I'm working on it. I'm giving some time and see how it works.
Okay. It's Halloween was a couple of days ago. Well, a day ago. You know, that went through, and the season has changed. It's getting cold now, so everybody all prepared for that.
Yeah.
Layers.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I was laying
that today. It's the season.
I think I might have sweated a little bit today.
I still ain't turning the heat on though. Fuck that.
I turned the heat on today.
No, not turning.
I turned the heat on today. So, I looked at my thermostat. It said 54 degrees.
So let me ask you something. When you cut it on, that's it. It's on. You don't cut it. You don't go back and forth with it.
Because
around this time, it's tricky. Like, my house is chilly right now. It ain't cold, it's more chilly, but
so
my,
I'm not,
heat heats. I'm talking fast.
So I don't think it's going to stay on right now. Not, I think it just I just had to heat up the house a little bit because it got super cold real quick.
I'm talking about 10 minutes tops. I promise you, that shit is hot.
Like,
my upstairs stay warm, though. It'd be the basement, but it's not. It's not like a uncomfortable cold. It's for me perfect. But you know the kids, they I'm cold. Put some clothes on. But I like it because I got the like what you got, the thermostat. So I'll be at work.
Turn that
off. Lot. put some clothes on.
Right. It's cold. Can somebody turn it? Nope. Turn the joint down. Put some socks on.
The other day I put my air back on. The day when that storm came through.
You a different breed, bro.
That night of the storm. It was extra cool, comfortable.
Yeah,
well, that was Halloween.
Before that was like a little warm. Well, like, it wasn't really warm, but like, for some reason, my apartment like holds like, it don't, it's just like a, it's weird. Like, so I had to put the air on to cool it off, to take the moisture out almost. And then I turned it back off, but then it rained, so it was all good. But yeah, now I don't got the, can't put the heat on yet. It's too early.
Okay.
And I don't like the heat anyway.
Well, yeah, it's go ahead.
With apartments, what I learned, because I live like literally on every level.
Yeah.
Bottom floor, middle, top.
Yeah.
If you're in the middle.
You good. You get the best of both worlds.
You do.
See, I'm on the first floor.
So, if you're on the basement floor, exactly. The basement floor, summer suck. I mean, winter suck.
Yeah, because it's cold as shit. Yeah.
Right.
But if you're in the middle floor, even all year round, you're good because you're up high enough that you catch a breeze. You can open front, back windows, catch a breeze up in there. Mm-hmm. But in the summertime, the wintertime, I've noticed when I was in an apartment, I moved to the bottom floor, I noticed a difference. BG&E was high because I was pumping that heat.
Yo, BG&E, oh my God.
Yeah, see, I don't run that shit. No, BGE cool, I fuck with them, but fuck Comcast.
Damn, that was some Comcast authority.
I feel you, right? But I still won't even. Well, I might try the Fios, but I won't go to the Dish though. Fuck Comcast, but I just can't do the Dish.
Yeah, I can't go to Dish either. And they always try to play you.
He'd be like, the 10, the 5, and then the broadcast interrupted by what? Yeah. Bitch, it's the Super Bowl.
especially in Maryland. Absolutely. It's always bad weather.
Any type of wind, and it's like, don't work no more.
Yeah, it's horrible. And then Dish always try to get you too, because they start you up like, hey, you can get Dish for $3 a month, and then it goes into like $800 a month in a year.
You just send that bitch back, return the sender, take your equipment too.
Right, and but Comcast too though, because I was going to change my plan, because they give you those big numbers on TV. They're like, oh, you get this for $151 a month, and I'd be like, all right, bet. I went there, they was like, oh, yeah, that's the base price, but then you got to get the equipment. And then after the equipment, it's like $300.
I got five boxes in my house because, I got the wireless boxes, two, three, right?
Four, but five, yeah.
What they didn't tell me before I ordered them, the wireless boxes only goes, it's only three you can run off of one main box. So you got to have one main box to three wireless boxes. So my main box was in the living room. My wireless box was in my room and my two daughters' room. And then I thought I was going to get another wireless one in a basement. No, I had to get a whole nother regular one in a basement.
Yeah.
But, I'm about to fix their ass.
I gotta take one of these boxes back because I just upgraded them on my box to do a 4K box for my living room. So I gotta take that one back. I hope they're not charging me for that. I didn't even think about that.
Hey, yo, they put a bird in my ear. So long as you got one box, if you get the Roku, even the TV or the actual plug-in, it works with Affinity. So you literally only need that one box. Well, just
peep game, everybody. Peep game.
Plan period with Comcast Xfinity. And then you go to the Roku, you sign in with all your information, and you got everything there. You just don't have a box. It's literally like a Amazon remote, but it's Roku.
Mm.
And you got everything. Like, I peeped my first time using a Roku when I was in Miami just for my birthday. They had a Roku TV, and I'm like, yo, this shit is stupid. It's only Netflix, but nah. If you really play with it, you got regular TV. It's just like a cable box, but you're not paying. So I could basically go pay one-time price and get three Roku boxes and return all but one of my cable boxes and have cable just like I got now in every room of my house.
Gotta do a little research.
Yeah, it's the same with YouTube TV. That's what I got now. And I don't have any equipment. All I have is internet and then any app on any TV I can just upload it and watch anything I want.
I got Apple TV.
Apple TV is
I like Apple TV just because I can whatever I'm doing on my phone, I can put it right on the TV.
I could do that with mine, but it's like it's mirror. Nah.
Yeah, you can mirror it.
I'll mirror it to my TV. You got a smart TV, you could do it. You don't need Apple TV. Like I could put my text messages up on the screen.
I can't do it. Why not? But I like Apple TV though. Fuck with it. All right, let's get into our first topic. We're going to our trending topic. The big old NBA fight. Joel Embiid versus Karl Anthony Towns. Everybody peeped that shit. But it was hilarious, right?
It was. And the hilarious part, he laughed at that. Like, I got that. I made him mad.
So, if you anybody don't know, it was a fight at AA. They was already up by, like, 30 points or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they got tied up under the goal and got into a good little scuffle. Each of them got a 2-game suspension. One thing that was really controversial was that Ben Simmons, who kind of, they said it was a peacemaker, but if you look at the film, you see Ben Simmons over top of Karl Anthony Towns in the chokehold and having Karl Anthony Towns tap out. And look, the fear of life was in his eyes. And that's why he had a real light skin moment. That was real bad.
He thought he was in a WWE match.
Yeah, he was reaching for the ropes. He was like,
he seen a light,
right? And it's bad though, because I think, and I don't know if you guys agree, but I think Karl Anthony Towns had to take that out. He took that out. He had a real light skin moment. He put light skin people back a couple of them. But what I want you guys to hear is the post game interview with Joel Embiid and then Karl Anthony Towns. And then more about Nathan, can you pull up the tweets that the tweets that they had going back and forth? All right. So this is Karl Anthony Towns' post-game interview. Everybody listen to
this. So, and next thing I know, it's holding me. We holding each other. But it's basketball, you know. That's what I'm good at. I like to get in people's mind. I like to kind of like build that real estate. But you know, it's the game. We're just having fun playing basketball. And then something like that is nothing. You just move on.
How much talking was there going on between you two during the game? Was there a lot of that?
Well, first of all, I ain't no So, nah, there was not a lot of talking. You would kind of happen out of nowhere. And, I just did what I had to do. And I was just, you know, trying to control myself. And, you know, it happens.
It didn't look like he connected.
Fuck was he talking about? But again, Joel Embiid is that man. After that, I fucks with him. He's a funny guy. Have you ever?
No bitch.
He's the first of all. I'm no bitch. Yo, that's what I'm talking. That's what you want to hear after. Yeah. None of this PC stuff that everybody's doing now. But more of some real stuff so they can keep us entertained. Because that's what this whole thing is about. It's about entertainment, right? Sports entertainment. So. Speaking of, like, have anybody ever been into, like, a sports fight? Like, in a game fight?
Hell yeah, I got ejected.
You got ejected?
I got ejected and suspended the next game.
Yeah. I've been in multiple, and y'all know me. I'm a laid-back guy.
Yeah, so are you the Lonzo Ball of your team?
I mean, I might be.
Hey! Oh, they over there. They doing it again.
But no, honestly, I'm laid-back, but I don't know, certain sports, I get real competitive. And don't let nobody touch me or nothing. Like, yeah, it's a wrap. I've had many a times. And that's not me, but...
I've never seen you even angry.
Exactly.
Have anybody seen more about Nathan angry?
No.
Like, frustrated?
No.
Not even frustrated.
No, I don't have it.
Jeez.
Don't let it get to that.
Oh. And honestly, more about Nathan might be a little bit crazy, though. Right. Like, yes. You know what I'm saying?
I was always told it's the quiet ones.
Yeah, that's that. I mean, and I completely believe that.
It's like, he doesn't snap, he breaks.
Ain't no warning.
Right. Right.
Like, and then afterwards, you'd be like, damn, I'm glad he keep that bottle.
I'm just gonna bow out this conversation.
First of all, the last thing that grown man's got into was with a female at a flag football game that he almost I had to tell the man to chill out. I said, yo, just chill. He said, no, fuck that.
I was not, because I was a bitch.
Big dad.
Like, I was chilling. I was really chilling. I wasn't even talking to her. Me and our teammate was talking about the previous play, and she overheard it. So she jumps in the conversation. I'm like, whoa, pause, like, hold up, why nobody talking to you in the first place? Like, mind your business. And then she wasn't saying the shit I wanted to hear anyway. So, like, of course you're not gonna think it's a problem if you got the call to go your way. So, of course you're not gonna think it's an issue. So, the chick was out of bounds.
Literally. Why are we talking on the sideline?
Like, swear to God, like, I'm standing right there. She catches the pass, her foot is on the line, she's out of bounds. The fucking referee let her keep running. I'm like, whoa, like, dog, she was out of bounds. She even said I was out of bounds. Oh, first and 10 going this way. What? Mm-hmm. Like, how do we do this?
Referee wanted to clap them cheeks,
probably. Yo, grown man will fight anybody. He'll fight his own team. He'll fight the referees. He'll fight the other team. It doesn't matter. You gotta always have to keep an eye on grown man. Yeah. When you
I don't like to be cheated out of stuff.
You don't like anything that like doesn't go to your way.
Nah, I ain't no killer, but don't push me.
Killing is my business, and business is good. That's what I wanted to say earlier.
Killing is my business, lady.
But I had to realize where I was. I was down like Canton and shit.
Jail.
It was a white woman.
Jail.
Then, so I was like, yeah, okay, you got it, white girl. You can have it.
Yo, that was you a wild boy. I'll tell you that. But yeah, anything else on this topic? Everybody thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Yeah, definitely hilarious. Like I said, the thing that made me laugh the most, he was laughing at the end. Look at this bitch, like I got.
Oh, that's what I meant to go in. So more about Nathan. Did you pull up
the? Like,
actually, watch the. I'm sorry to cut you off real quick. While it's on my mind. Watch the fight again, but watch it from the camera from the bottom of the court, away from them. And there's a kid in the background who light lit up. Like, his life lit up off of this fight. Like, it was funny. He like this. Hey, but like, oh, shit, he like this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I came here for.
I'm going to try to pull it up and still shot it, man. This shit was hilarious, man.
Yo, did y'all also see about the dude during the World Series who took the home run ball off his chest?
Like, he was holding his two beers.
Yeah. Like, you know, they actually created a t-shirt off of that.
Oh, my God.
I was reading the article today. Like, they actually tried to develop a whole marketing campaign off of this one incident and how, like, they were breaking down the timeline, how everything came together. So they found him. They was like, so one of the representatives from Budweiser was watching the game, sees it happen, and the guy, like I said, takes the home run ball straight off his chest. Now, if anybody ever played baseball before, you know that the ball is coming pretty fast.
I didn't see
it. And when it leaves the bat, it's like, so let's say you throw a 90-mile-an-hour pitch, it's coming off the bat at 110.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He takes the home run ball off his chest, never drops his beers. He got two Bud Lights in his hand, double fisting, never drops the beers, right? So everybody in the crowd is going nuts because he even took the home run ball off his chest, never drops the beer, right? So Budweiser marketing folk is watching the game, sees the shit, so he immediately jumps in. He hits the marketing department like, yo, we need to go with this. Like, now, here's the video. Like, he rewinds the video from his TV, sends it to the marketing department. They're like, okay, let's find this guy. So he puts out a tweet on Twitter to find the guy. They found the guy. They fly him to, like, Game 7 of the World Series out in Houston. Got him. Took the picture of him taking the pass. Home run ball off his chest. Put it on a t-shirt, like, everything. And it's like, yo, in a matter of, like, 40-something minutes, they put all the shit together and was like, send it out. They was
that's
like,
crazy.
And created a commercial too. That's that rained crazy. On Game 7 of the World Series off of yo just taking a home run ball off his chest.
What was that man's check though?
He just literally just got flown. Him and a friend got flown out to Game 7.
Oh, fuck no. All right. I would have needed some.
So
his, me my money.
Yeah,
so here's the tweet by Joel Embiid after the game. Great team win. I was raised around Lions, but a cat pulled on me tonight. At Jimmy Butler. I miss being a part of the third stringers. I got his mom giving me middle fingers. That's some serious real estate. So that's from Joe MB. Hashtag, I ain't no bitch. And then so Carl Anthony Towns tweets back. He was like, I ain't no bitch. Raised around Lions. He said, and that's clown talk. Hashtag bitch talk. So then, this is what Joel Embiid says. Oh, and then he also, so Carl Anthony Towns posted a picture of Joel Embiid crying after they lost in the playoffs last year. So he had that he had that thing as a caption. But then so Joel Embiid comes back and said, imagine talking after a 20-point loss. You hate to see it. Go ahead using that pick of me caring about losing in the second round of the playoffs. Oh wait, you never been there. You don't know what that's like. No Boy has literally won 3 games, and he's talking, and I know that he's talking, you've been a pussy your whole life. Oh, shit. That's why you were treated like a bitch. Joel Embiid might be the GOAT of...
trash talking.
Out of NBA trolls, like he definitely won it.
Yeah, he's up there.
But yeah, definitely shout out to Joel Embiid. Hey, hope he come out they come out in the East.
Yeah, that'd be good. I think it's coming though. I seen that a few years ago with that team, young team.
Yeah, yeah.
But that remind me of what's that crazy motherfucking name, yo? That got to the fight with the Lakers.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Ron Artest.
Ron, oh, yeah.
Yo, I seen the interview, right? And this lady was asking about the game, like, you know, how do you think that? He was like, first of all, I just want to thank God for giving us baby teeth.
Yeah, Ron Artest is literally crazy. Yeah.
Can you imagine if we never had baby teeth and our teeth fell out as adults? It'll be weird, wouldn't it? I say, this motherfucker's crazy, man.
Yeah, hold up.
Ahead, continue to talk. You gonna pull it up?
I was about to try to pull it up.
Yeah, pull it up. Just put Ron Artest interview, I guess. It's an older one. Crazy, man. My bad, crazy.
But yeah, it was definitely a crazy situation. Hold on, let me try to find it. Grown man, what'd you think about it?
Man, it was funny as shit, like, yo, when which car was tapping out on the floor, like, he was in WWF, yo. Shit was funny and shit.
But he was looking, like, his...
Yeah, he looked like he saw the light.
Kevin Hart, help me, nigga. All right, hold on. Right, yeah,
exactly. He saw the light, yo. He was just like, all right, fuck it.
All right, hold on. This is Ron Artest's video. I don't know if this is that one.
Let me see.
But this is another one that's pretty funny because how off the wall he is. This is when they just won the finals. Oh, they're going to give me it. Hold on.
Oh, you know what? She was asking him, do he prefer for the new guys to call him Meta World Peace or Ron Artest? That's what it was. He like, first of all, I want to thank God.
I got witty box. Get my witty box. I got Wheaties.
You don't seem excited.
I'm leaving. Y'all don't seem excited. I'm all excited. I feel like the oddball. Come on. You the only one. Everybody else is like just boring. I just had some champagne and y'all just messing my whole thing up right now. Why?
First question on the right.
Right here to you, right?
My kids here yet? Not yet? They must not want to shine. Come on.
All right, here's a question. Right.
I'll be here all day. Well, not all day, because I do want to go to a club, so I'll stay for a while. We'll have some fun.
Mark will cut us off.
Hey, people over there on your laptops. Hey, all the way over there on your laptop. Acknowledge me, please. Hey. There you go. Yes. Look at my family. Cover up my family. Come on, man.
It's your turn.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
All right. David might not like that. What's up, buddy? All right, let's go. Let's talk.
But yeah, that man's crazy. He's a wild boy. He's a wild boy. But we'll keep moving. Next topic. So yeah, we just missed Halloween, y'all. Yep. Did anybody do anything?
Not a goddamn thing.
Nobody dressed up. Nothing.
No, I was in the crib.
Hey, I found it real quick.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I just took the kids out. That's it, and gave out a little bit of candy.
So do you? Are you the parent that checks the candy?
Absolutely. While I'm eating it.
World peace has sure said some strange things over the years, but this may top them all. Meta, I've been asking a bunch of players whether they call you Meta World Peace or Ron Artest now, and all the rookies say Meta, and all the veterans say Ron. What's up with that? Is this some type of hazing?
Well, I'm most happy that Jesus Christ did not let me lose my teeth when I was 20 years old. Cause I was wondering, like, what if you kept your baby teeth until the age of 18 or 20, then you lose them? That would be bad. So I just think he's really brilliant that if you lose your teeth, you're a baby, rather than lose them at like 30 or 20.
Matt, yo! Hey, yo. That dude is fucking nuts, man.
That's what. But I meant to go into that because I didn't go through the topics, but I was wanting to go like the most entertaining people in sports, and he might top that list.
He's definitely one of them.
Between him and Mike Tyson.
Yeah, and Mike Tyson. Mike
Tyson is up there.
Gilbert Arenas and
No Chill Gil.
Yeah, No Chill Gil and who else is it? And Chad Ochocinco. Yes.
That's my fucking man.
Yeah. Child, please.
Who's dude who used to play running back for the Seahawks?
Oh, Marshawn Lynch.
Oh, yeah. Lynch.
That was like legendary.
Yeah.
Chad Johnson, man, you got to hear him explain when he tried to crack back Ray Lewis. Like, I thought I had him. He said, you got to stop picking on big guys.
He said, Ray.
I thought I had him, coach. He said, I was going. And I seen this machine. He had the number 52 on his chest. Fucked me right up.
All right, well, let's get into this Halloween thing, though. So you say you definitely check the candy while you're eating all of the candy, right?
Yeah, I eat it.
Do you let them eat all the candy?
Nah, I don't eat all of it, but...
Do you let the kids eat all the candy?
Not at a given time. It's theirs, but, you know, at the Y, I got to be like, all right, now. I'm not letting them do them, but at the Y,
hey, I better at the toilet.
You know, but, yeah, I took them out. I went to this neighborhood up Perry Hall. It was a good turnout, honestly. Then I came back. It was still little trick-or-treats around my way, so I gave out the rest of my candy.
I had one trick-or-treater.
Did you?
Yeah, I bought 2 bags of candy. I had one trick-or-treater.
he got all the candy.
Well, this is the thing. I was going to give him the whole bucket, but he wasn't cooperating. I was like, open your bag up. He kept trying to pick the candy out of the thing. I'm like, no, open your bag up. So I'm trying to, like, dump it in there. I was like, you know what? I got frustrated. I said, you don't deserve this candy.
What was he dressed up as?
Ninja Turtle. Oh, all
right.
A Ninja Turtle. Yeah, no, but did y'all go trick-or-treating as a kid?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Did y'all, like, dress up?
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah, back in the day, yeah.
What was your costumes? What was your best costume?
The Hulk, Credible Hulk. But it was, like, a cheap one.
You was a Credible Hulk. Credible Hulk wasn't even really that popular when I was a kid.
The Hulk Hogan, my bad.
Oh, Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan. Oh. Yeah, but it was a cheap one. So it was like, you know, like the mask that go in the front and got the little string in the back. And then, like, I don't know, my breath, it must have been stinking or something. It kept coming back at me. I kept putting it. I said, the mask stank. Like, no one told me, but now that I'm older, I realize. It stuck because it had to be because of my breath. I don't know.
You probably was spitting on it. Yeah, like, it was lava.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it kept licking it and shit. But yeah, that was probably one of my favorite costumes.
I think I would scream from age of like 8 to like 13. The same scream. Yo, I never had no costume. From 8 to 13 until I started playing football, and then I was a football player.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah, I was a football player
a whole bunch of times.
Yeah, I was a football player.
My best costume, I was the Black Ranger.
Hey, and okay. I had a White Ranger, but I had the cheap one. The same mask.
Yeah, I had a cheap
one. Oh, you didn't have a good one? Yo, what you so, like, when you, like, you ever go trick
somebody?
Yeah, you see somebody? Oh, you the real one.
You want to walk? Come on, let's go this way, Mom. Honey, Mom, I want to go over here.
Oh,
yeah, that
you
was.
You want to be seen by him and shit?
Yeah, that was. He got.
Like you the great value version of this shit.
You know, they got the whole uniform. I just got the mask.
Mask and a black.
All black outfits.
Black outfits. Right.
Like, shit.
Yeah, that's
like, where you get that at? But yeah.
The best was like going like my grandparents' neighborhood had the best candy. I don't know what it was, but they had all the best candy. My neighborhood had trash candy. Yeah, that's probably.
Yeah, they get the
My neighborhood
shit.
Had trash candy every single year.
Mm.
I don't know what it was, but my grandmother neighborhood, yes.
What is the good candy?
All the real shit.
Reese's.
Yeah, real
Reese's.
Shit.
Reese's is bottom line, the best Halloween candy you could get.
No, I think Snickers, yo.
Reese's, bro.
I'm
a Snickers fan, but, yo, it's just.
I always wanted the person that had the skeleton candy. Y'all even see
the
skeleton
candy?
And you put it together?
Like
you ever put
it's kind of like it's the same type candy like you get on the bracelets.
Yeah, that same shit.
That shit is banging.
I always thought that shit was the coolest shit ever.
Can't say that.
That shit was good.
Yeah, y'all need to get out the hood.
Don't get me wrong. I love the mini Snickers. Mm. Like I always take them out the jar first. But it's Reese's, man. Like put them in the freezer for a little bit. Oh my god.
Well, since I'm pre-diabetic now, I can't have any candy. Yes, I was fucking disappointed with Halloween. I was like, yeah, no, I put a note on my door.
Okay, oh, you the Grinch of Halloween.
Yeah, because I was like, I didn't, because I couldn't eat the fucking candy, so I was like, fuck it.
That ain't that problem.
And my father was pissed with me because I didn't take him to go get candy. And so, like, he's still mad. Like, he texted me this morning, like, so you're just not going to respond back? No. I was in a bed. I was resting.
Well, let me, and that's the funny part, too, is that my mom, she texts me all day of Halloween and said, oh, I forgot candy. Can you please get candy? And I'm talking about text over and over and over. It's about candy. And then she texts me when I buy the candy. Oh, you know what? I just remember. We don't even get that many Halloween, like, trick-or-treaters. So we shouldn't even get any candy.
I think that's an old people thing, yo. Like, my father, like, he was really in his feelings. Like, he was pissed, yo. Because, like, I was like, no, like, it's my day off. I'm resting. Like, what do you want? And he's like,
I was off.
Yeah, fall break. Shout out. Fall break. And he was just like, so you're not going to, like, take me to get candy? No. Like, leave me the fuck alone. Like,
should have took him to get candy.
I mean, he went. He got the candy. But he was just like,
he was trying to bond and drive.
No, we're good. Because it required me to get out of bed on the day off. Yeah,
no,
I wasn't trying. Shit.
Anyway, so in this whole Halloween thing, let's talk about scary movies. Anybody y'all watch scary movies?
Absolutely.
No? Absolutely. More about Nate than not.
Remember, he said he won't go to Haunted House with us.
Yeah, he wasn't trying to fuck the Haunted House.
We didn't even go to Haunted House. I didn't want to see that.
Hey, it's not too late. I think they open to the knife.
Yeah, somebody weekend. Still, yeah.
We should do it.
What time is it? Can we still
you want to go tonight?
I would go tonight. What time is it?
Man,
yeah, look that up while we going. do you watch scary movies, grown man?
Yo, I haven't seen a good one in years.
All right, well, let's get into it. What was the last scary movie or movie that you was like, this shit is scary, that you have seen?
See, most of the time now, yo, I get drunk before I see them bitches. So.
Hey, yo, they got Business Curse out East Point Mall closed at 9:30.
That's whack. I don't want to go to East Point.
All right. Well, the next one is Edgewood, Legends of the Fall.
I've been there. That's a good one. What time is that one? That's like 45 minutes away.
It closed at 10 o'clock.
That's like 45 minutes away.
Hey, yo, let me go to the website. Go ahead and keep talking. If they open the mall, what's up?
It's a Ravens game.
Shit. Yeah.
Sunday Night Football.
Yo, we got next weekend.
We can still go.
Yeah.
We go right now. We can go. I'm down. All right, yeah. But let's get it. But
yeah, let's come to show first.
So
see how niggas get excited.
Getting back in the car, close the doors, so we can get on this ride. It's my fault. I'm supposed to be driving the car, but all right. Anyway, my last scary. Let me tell you about this story, right? So I was on a date with this chick, right? And I told her that I don't like scary movies, but she's like, I love scary movies. And the Nun came out, right? The Nun, and I was like, I'll go. That shit ain't gonna be that bad, right? Because she really wanted to go. And I was like, I need to go on a date and I need to, you know, do something, count them dates down so I can do that, right? So I went. Now, it was only one scary part of that damn movie. And mind you, I don't go see a scary movie. I'm like, more about Nathan. And I jumped literally almost in her lap. And I talk about embarrassed. Talk about embarrassed. I was like, and she didn't even jump that much. Like, and I was like, oh, man. And I was like, all right, this movie kind of scary. And then nothing for the rest of the movie was scary. And all I was thinking about was how I was bitched up and jumped about that little-ass scene. God, I just wasn't prepared. I wasn't ready.
Well, that's where you got to get drunk first because the alcohol takes the edge off.
Yeah, when you're alcohol, everything like, fuck it.
Yeah, everything.
Kill me.
Yeah, for those who smoke, you know.
Well, don't want to do that and watch a scary movie.
No, sir. No, thank you.
You out there, like, you be like, Gucci.
Remember Paranormal Activity?
Yes. Yeah.
You ever watch that, Willow?
Yeah, I've seen it.
You shouldn't do that while you're under the influence. That's some scary stuff.
I think my favorite scary movie, yo, probably was Candyman, yo.
Whoa, yeah, that's a good one. So let me tell you this. So that probably, in my mind, is the scariest shit, like, in the world to me, is Candyman. And I don't even remember the movie, but I remember being a child and watching
Netflix,
it.
Bro.
I know. And I think I'm going to watch it this weekend. Because that shit still gives me, like, like nightmares and cold flashes, like hot flashes and stuff like that. Because I don't even remember the movie. I remember the face. I remember the bees. But that's it. Yeah. I don't remember nothing else. But I am desperately scared of Candyman.
Oh, no. My movie is The Bird, yo.
When the birds attack, they come through the chimney and stuff.
Nah,
I'm
good. That's not even like a scary. Yo, is that a scary movie?
It is, but it's not like, yo, that shit is funny as shit.
I got a movie that's kind of like that. Well, I never seen it, but
you never seen the birds,
but it's scary, but not though.
It's like a whole fucking like pack of crows and shit.
Crows
are some fucked up animals.
Yeah,
yo.
And they attack you and shit. Like
they remember
fucking
you.
That girl here.
Yo, no, literally, if
they
you
were pecking
with,
at him,
yo, they was fucking that girl here.
You fuck with a
pecking
crow,
and shit,
and like say if like you run into a house, they will pack up at your house until you come back out. Like, you gonna have to change your identity.
But this was, like, 300 on them.
Yeah, they were just coming. That was, they was no joke. Another one that really scared me as a kid was Killer Clowns. You everybody seen that? There was the alien clowns that was, like, had the scary faces.
I ain't never seen that.
Yo.
Google that one. That's a good one, too.
Children of the Corn.
Children of the Corn.
Never seen it.
Yo,
you never seen that?
Y'all ever seen
what?
Y'all ever seen a movie
I don't really watch scary movies.
Called It Follows?
No. I never heard of it.
Yo, crazy fucking movie. So, it's like a suspense thriller type shit. So, basically, it's...
I can't believe niggas never seen Children in the Corn, yo.
It boils down to... It's hard to explain. So, it's a guy that fucks a girl. Or a girl fucks the guy.
The whore always dies.
So, the last person you fuck... So, like, say if the girl had it. She fucked the guy. Now, it follows the guy.
Like a demon?
It's called It, and it follows them. But it never runs, but it's always there. Like, they see it coming, and they gotta fuck someone else.
It's like herpes.
Yeah. Sounds like herpes.
It's like something, and it kills you. So they gotta fuck
that's
someone
else. That's the worst STD. Fuck AIDS.
Right.
Right.
So
it's
say stand. If she fucked me and gave it to me. What? I gotta fuck someone else.
To give it to them.
And it comes following them. But say if it Dang. Kills if it
Girl
kills
man,
them,
you a suck so, at this, what are you? You had that shit forever. Yeah,
so, say if it kills them, like say if I fuck the girl and it kills her, it comes back to me again.
Oh,
it's wicked, bro. You gotta and like they move.
So I'm a straight fucking prostitute, yo.
That's what I said. they said my brother's like, how would you fix that? I said, I'm a fucking prostitute.
Right.
And she going to fuck her, then fuck her. And
right now.
I think he's got 10, 15 bodies.
Right before he
comes
back. Before
he come back to me. Man. He going to have to do a whole lot of killing.
That's a good one. Is that on Netflix, too?
Shit. I watched so long ago, I can't. I'll check right now.
But, like, what about the old school joints, like the Jasons? Like, did they scare you as a kid?
Hey, the Halloween from last year was nice.
I gotta watch it. That's on something.
Rob Zombie's,
that's on something.
It was nice, man.
You talking about Halloween, right?
Yes.
Like
Michael Myers. With Jamie Lee Curtis, that she was back in it. That was.
Gotta watch that because I didn't get to see it. But I don't really watch scary movies. But I will watch that because it's a classic. You gotta watch those. No.
Nah.
What's the last scary movie you watched?
Last scary movie I watched was Wicker Man. Right.
Wicker Man.
What is that, like a candle?
Wicker Man.
He's going to put the candles up.
It was about a cult. No, that's the crazy part. It was about a cult, and they were like inducting people into the cult, and part of it was like...
Was that an M. Night Shyamalan movie?
I think it was.
I hate M. Night Shyamalan movies.
But whatever, I actually went with my wife at the time. Like, we were, you know, dating at the time, whatever. We had to leave. I had a moment like that. I think it's time for us to go.
Didn't we go see a movie that had to leave? Average Jimmy, was it? No? Was it that not?
Wow.
It was a movie that I was like, I gotta go. I'm done with this.
The only time that happened to me, like, I got fucking motion sick. It was a 3D movie. I was drunk, but I was drunk on top of it. And we was watching the movie. It was a date too, first date.
Told me about that. They said he had to take a shit in the bathroom.
I had to get my whole life together. Yo. I had to sit out in the fucking lobby, like, get my life together.
Oh,
damn. Yeah, it was like motion sickness. I don't know what happened, but it was just like all of a sudden. Oh, because I know why. Because we had to sit all the way in the fucking front row. Who sits in the front row of the movies? Like, you gotta look up at the screen. Like, who does that?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So it's available for rent.
Oh, I ain't buying it.
Yeah,
I know, man. I watched it for free.
But yeah, it's some scary stuff out there. But I'm definitely going to check out Candyman this weekend.
Oh, you got the Fire Stick. It's on there.
Oh, it's on Fire Stick?
Everything's on there.
You sure? Oh, I don't even use that anymore. I got to check that out again. You talking about that one thing, Cody, right?
Yeah.
I haven't tried it.
Cody
was
a new one.
Cody old now.
Oh, y'all got to put me on. See? Y'all slagging. We ain't friends. So, but yeah, I mean, scary movies, you know, it is what it is, but I'm definitely got to catch up on some stuff.
Hey, yo, am I the only one that never went trick-or-treating in my neighborhood?
I tried to go trick-or-treating. My neighborhood was trash.
I always started in mine.
You're not in the door. Get the fuck away. I ain't got no candy.
And then you get the eggs.
Right. You come back.
Yeah, I always started in mine. And then we ventured out.
Did y'all ever participate in, like, the night before movie
hell
night?
Hell yeah, man. What
the? Y'all know what movie night is?
Movie night, yeah. Well, the original term for that is because they used to, you know, steps used to move. They used to move steps.
Move steps.
As a joke, yeah. You know, the steps used to just sit up on the front as a joke. That's why they called it moving night. At least that's what I was explaining. But, yeah, hell yeah.
But they call it something else somewhere else.
Doubles night.
They call it hell night.
Hell night. They call it doubles night in Chicago, Detroit. And they literally set fires everywhere. Like, they was at work. I worked the night before Halloween. And they was at work listening to the scanners. Yo, them motherfuckers was like, hey, on the way to a fire, like, hey, we got to, you guys send another company there because we got three houses off here. Like,
oh,
they
my God.
Set fires on purpose, yo.
Well, in my neighborhood, we used to go, like, it was serious. Like, it was serious.
Moving night.
Mm-hmm. It was serious. Like, it would be groups of kids just going around. I mean, we would go to the corner store and buy, like, buckets of eggs and... Damn. And go in. That's the first time I ever got, like, in trouble by the police.
Yeah, we did a shit in high school.
Well, because, like, so we was at the end of the night, and we had a whole bunch of eggs left. So when the buses came down, we would just throw eggs at the buses. Pop, 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 pop. And then the police was behind the bus with the lights off.
Yeah.
So then we did it, like, pop, 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 whoop, 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 whoop. And we tried to take off. They already had the alley cut off, just waiting for us. Like, he slammed me. I had eggs in my pockets. And all the eggs broke in my pockets. I was like, man, this sucks.
Yeah, we did that shit in high school. And then the giant finally got slick. It was like, we're not selling no more eggs to high school kids.
Right, that's what,
like,
they did.
I mean, it was like, no shit. Too. Like, obviously, fuck me, we not buying.
Yeah,
like,
you had to play Hey Mister.
Yeah, like, yeah, that shit was crazy. Like, yeah, we did that in high school.
That's what's up, bro. But yeah, definitely. I'm thinking about. I mean, if we can get out of here by 9 or 8:30, then we might can make that move to the own house if y'all with it. But I'm down if y'all trying to. All right, let's move on to the next thing. Let's see what we go to. Oh shit! I didn't look at this. I forgot all about this. So I was listening to Joe Budden's podcast, and this topic came up, and it caught me off guard. And I was like, we got to talk about this shit. So there's a thing on Twitter. A page on Twitter called Dick Yelp. and everybody know what Yelp is, right?
Yeah.
So Yelp is basically people giving their reviews about pretty much every restaurant, anything that you want to think about. So as you can see, Dick Yelp is a way where women can go and put reviews on the dick they got the night before. So, right? Mm. So what they will do, they will go on Dick Yelp, they will at the person, right?
Oh.
Yes, they will add the person,
oh, public,
and they will describe their night, their session, and whatever, blah, 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 right? And, yeah, and it's pretty interesting. So, like, a couple things that I heard on there, it was like, and I haven't really heard too much bad shit. Like, I haven't heard, like, the dick was trash, he couldn't get it up, nothing like that. It was always like, I gave him about an 8 out of 10, you know, the size was good, pause, but all that stuff was all right, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's gonna be
pause. But the funniest shit I heard was that they described the taste of the semen. Right?
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
so
and it was.
Is it like the pineapple shit? You know what
I'm saying? Well, the one girl said that the shit tastes like fresh coconut water. Right? And then the one of them said that the cum tastes like fucking battery acid. We like, that's probably because he do a lot of drugs, alcohol.
Oh, it's
like,
wow.
But, yeah, it's a real thing, but also be careful.
Yeah.
So, number one, my question is that, like, is this shit okay? For this shit to be out here like that?
I mean, I can't answer that because, like, I don't dick out, so...
I'm saying, though, but how would you feel if next thing you know you get an alert and it's, like, average Jimmy's?
Oh, man.
I think with this day and age and these women, it's all... It depends because I know me personally, I've been on both ends of the stick. I've been... somebody that put it down, then I bet I ain't an A shit nigga now, so that nigga can't fuck. But last week, I was the shit, but now because I piss you off.
Yeah.
So it depends where the girl catch you at. Like,
so you take it with a grain of salt. Well, I mean, apparently, yeah, y'all. I mean,
I don't.
Some of them are anonymous,
my thing
too,
is
though.
This. I don't care. I had a girl tell me, I heard you bullshitting it, but that's fine, bitch. Guess what? You'll never know. You know what I mean? You ugly bitch. Like, I'm that don't bother me. I know how I does in bed. I know how I dicks him down.
Dicks him down.
So, that Yelp shit wouldn't mean nothing. It wouldn't make me big headed if it was a great one, and it wouldn't discourage me if it was a weak one. Like, I wouldn't care.
Yeah, I think that's my thing. I think if it was positive, I'm good. I'm going with that. I might post that shit. I might repost that shit. Yeah, I might put that shit on my wall, all that stuff. Yeah, like, you see this? And, you know, Tuesday, October, blah, blah, blah. Johnny Cake said, I got that dick. So just let you know what's about to happen tonight. You know what I mean? I had to put that out there. But if it was bad, I'm blocking. I'm ruining that page. I'm burning that shit down. I'm going to everybody. I'm writing letters. Yeah, I'm writing letters. I'm doing all that shit. I'm suing. I'm doing all that. I'm calling Johnny Cochran. But yeah, it's serious out there. What about you? More about Nathan. What you think?
I mean, as far as is it okay? I think the actually including like specific acts is like a, it's on the borderline there, because there's
Yelp, they put that restaurant out.
It's weird though, because it's like Dick Yelp, not in that form, but it's been around for forever. Women been talking about like the dick that you got, you know, the last night to their friends or whatever. The group chat is gonna know about if you put it down or not.
But the group chat is not public,
right? The group chat is not public, but some way, some form, it gets out on like, and then you get a reputation, especially if it's like in a small pocket of area. Like, everybody has been like in a situation at school or whatever,
in college, yeah.
And some kind of way you get approached, like, "Oh, yeah, I heard you, whatever."
You're right.
Yeah.
Good or bad. You just be like, "Oh, damn, where'd you hear that from?"
Right.
And then now I guess we got Yelp, we got Dick Yelp.
It's out there.
Blame it on that.
It's out there.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it, but I mean, I guarantee you to be here to stay.
So are y'all confident right now? Like, are y'all confident, like, that this is out here, that you're not worried about it if somebody put a review on you?
I'm absolutely not worried about it.
I had nothing to worry about.
That nigga married, so he don't care. Amber Jimmy, he's on deck.
Yeah, when I first got engaged, I can't remember if I was engaged or... Yeah, it was when I first got engaged, I think it was. I got a random message from a bitch I've never even seen before on Facebook, like, "I heard you're dick little," or "I heard you can't fuck," something like that. She said, I was laughing at her. I've never seen you a day in my life.
Just out of nowhere?
Right. Yeah. So it don't bother me. I know.
Was just somebody. But,
yeah, that was hate. Because, you know, like, you know, when you start publicizing shit, like, okay, I got married, like, I'm getting married, mm-hmm. I'm getting engaged or whatever, shit just come out of woodwork, or I'm in a relationship, you know, shit just kind of come out of nowhere. I mean, me personally, I wouldn't give a fuck. Like, it is what it is. I know my talents. I know my skill set.
Okay.
So it is what it is.
Yeah, I just hope that I don't know. I just hope that I never on that damn site.
But that's
my next question though. My next question is that, because, like, do we care about what we do in the bedroom?
Yes.
Yo, well, hold on. What you mean?
Yeah. Like, are we, like, every single night, are you trying to put that shit down so you can get that? Right, I'm gonna speak that both, 5 stars.
I'm gonna speak from both sides. All right. Now, and I'm hoping more about Nate can agree with it. It ain't
I'm worried.
But now it's like, it's just, all right, let's, come on, hurry up. not so much like that, but it's like, she know what I can do.
Right.
You feel me? But
come on, hurry up, put your leg up.
Right, but the kids, like, we ain't got time. Like, you know, shit, we gotta be sleep out of it, we gotta get up.
Yeah, that's real shit.
But before that, like, before relationship, like, when I was just a bachelor, I'll tell you, Henny dick is a thing.
Yeah.
They be like Viagra, I'm like Hennessy.
Right. Yeah, I've had a few Hennessy nights, yeah.
Oh my God.
What I learned in my bachelor days is that sometimes, like, it's bad to give them that dope dick.
Thank you. In the beginning, yo.
Don't do it.
You could have set you up.
You got to surprise them with it. Like, do it, then you just, bam, bitch. Because if you do it off the muscle, they go crazy. I'm telling you, I had girls, like,
Can't get restraining orders.
Putting babies on me that wasn't mine. Like, that ain't my baby. I just met her last year. Her son ain't.
Pour the day-day on you.
Like, her son ain't. I met her last year. Type
pour the day-day. Yeah. She had a little pudge. I thought she dropped 40s.
We saw rap, and that's how it happened.
She had a little alcohol. She had a little 40 on her breath.
I mean, no, yo. Like, I mean, the first time I think, well, still living a bachelor lifestyle, but I think the first time, you got to do your best effort the first time. Because you never, like, that's what you're getting rated off of. Is it going to continue or is it not going to continue?
Now you. I look at it like this now that I'm off the market. Mm. Yo, if you give your 100, if you give 100%, they're going to expect it all the time. But if you give like
80
or 70, 80. And they get that all the time, and then you hit them with 100, they're like, God damn it! What happened to that? You feel me? Don't give them your all. Give them like 70%, 80.
Well, you can't hit them the first time off the Henny. You can't the first time off the
Henny. Because that's 100%.
Yeah, because they're right.
I don't give a fuck what you say. You can be like, oh, no, I'm going to take it easy. That Henny didn't be like, whatever, nigga.
You can't be gone off the Henny the first time.
You know what's the funniest thing is that the way I rate my session is if, you know, when I go to that bathroom after, mm-hmm. and when I come back and they still like laid out like yeah. they did, like that chalk screen. Yeah.
chalk
I'd be like, like, yeah.
You hit the fat boy strolling shit.
Yeah.
He and this bitch.
Hey, yo. Oh, man, somebody should have had that on
video. Yeah, somebody
had
that on video.
Yo, but no, yo, for real, like, yo, the Henny dick is a different animal.
Absolutely.
It's a whole different animal.
Right? Absolutely.
Like, some of my best performances have been off the Henny seat. Some of my best performances have been off the Henny seat. Like, shit been real. If you think about it, yo. But Tron don't really get you there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Liquor. Yo. Average Jimmy is liquor. I mean, like, don't get me wrong. I could fuck without liquor. But
the Hen Dog,
liquor. I'm a porn star. You can't tell me I'm not.
Yeah, the Hen Dog, yo, this is a whole different beast.
Look, I'm going to tell y'all this now, and I'm sure y'all have experienced it as well. That wine, though.
No, I don't drink wine.
I'm telling y'all.
No, the Mr. Richie days. Mr. Richie days got me in trouble a couple times.
Should have you like so relaxed.
Yo, yeah, you be no, nigga. Like I've been in a situation where like I'm drinking out the Hennessy bottle, like hitting the chick from the back, drinking out the Hennessy bottle. Like,
oh my god,
wild shit like that. Yeah, exactly. So you understand what I'm saying? So like, yo, you can't like, yeah, the Hennessy days, yo, it's just a whole different beast, yo. Niggas don't really understand like the level of. It just goes up the whole different notch off the Hennessy.
It's yeah. Liquor and alcohol.
I feel like he wants to say more.
I do,
but he knows Boo Boo is listening, so he can't. But fuck it, I'm single, so just tell me and I'll repeat it.
Just saying.
The Hennessy, like,
anything
right.
is dangerous.
You're right. I know. You know. He's like Boo Boo listening, so I can't. Yeah, the Hennessy not yours. Hennessy is the shit.
But to be honest, like Henny Dick, that's just like a. It's a saying. It don't necessarily mean Hennessy. It's just, it got popular. Somebody took it and ran with it. But Henny Dick, aka Liquor Dick. Have y'all ever had
Henny Dick but trash for JJ?
Yes, absolutely.
And you had the, you ever had to fake
I never fake. I always stop.
Yeah, I've never done
You just
that.
Stop?
I stop. Like, it's not worth it. Just like when I be reading shit or if I hear stories about people like, man, she was staying so bad, I just couldn't wait to get done. I say, wait to get done? No, like, you don't smell that. Because if I smell it, I know you got to smell it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so we're not even going to talk about me right now?
Hey, yo.
But, yo.
Yo, like, he pushed through. He pushed through.
Yeah, I'm going to trip you. I'm going to push you.
I can't do it.
I need mine. So
hey. Can't nobody please me like I gotta please myself.
That's real
never,
shit.
I will fucking never. I can't do it.
I mean, no, real, yeah.
I cannot. I just cannot. Who's that, yo? Who's that?
But
that shit was bad, yo. I ain't talking about my story.
But yeah, but the Henny. But that's what I'm saying. Let's go back into that because there's also a pussy yelp. But the pussy yelp is very different than the dick yelp, right? Because the dick yelp, they go very into. They start out with dates, like we went out on a date and you know, he did this and this is how he started the night and this is the foreplay that he went through and blah blah. But the pussy yelp, like, ah, her mouth was trash as fuck, bro. Like, her mouth was trash as fuck, bro.
Yo, because niggas don't really be in. I mean, we in the foreplay, but we not in the foreplay.
I would say this much. When it comes to that mouth, though, I feel like niggas remember that. Yeah, a lot more than like
I would definitely I know the top three best and the top three worst.
Yeah.
And like, yo, that's some real shit.
That's some real
shit. Like I seen some shit. I was like, yo, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, I was like, okay, look, can we move?
Who raised you?
let's just go straight to the sex. Like I'm done with the top. Let's go straight
exactly, to the sex. Exactly, exactly. Like, yeah, I'm good. But what?
Like, do you coach them though? Do you be like?
It depends on how much. It depends on the situation, okay. Right? And it depends, and who it is, and what I'm trying to do. That, you know,
so that's the key. What you're trying to do.
It's like, where are we going with this?
Yeah,
yeah. All
right. Like, are you gonna be my main, or are we just fucking?
Exactly. Like, that's the question. Exactly. Like, it's definitely. If we just fucking, I'm just like, come on. Let me just get this. Let me get this shit in.
Right. Yeah, so I can go ahead and get out of here. Move on to the next thing. I gotta go home.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, it is what it is. But Dick Yelp is out here, fellas. Be careful. Be careful. Always make sure that you're on your best shit because you might be on that damn Twitter page. At it. But yeah, so I think that's it for that. But we got some bonus topics up here. Anything that y'all want to talk about?
Yo, first of all, before we even move forward, we gotta give a shout out. Rest in peace, John Witherspoon.
John Witherspoon. Yeah. Bang, bang, bang. Yo, hold on. Let me see if I can find
it. I want to dog rest in peace to my cousin. He was murdered last Sunday.
Yes.
Fuck with me all week, man. Actually, be honest, man, just the best I've felt since then. I appreciate y'all, man. Life's short.
Yeah, my condolences, man. I do know your cousin, and... like I said, the first time I met him, I always said that this man was like the most genuine, down to earth, real person.
Yeah.
And you don't get that a lot. When you meet somebody and you just feel love and you feel like you know him for like a long ass time. Yeah. Like that's the type of guy he was. So I mean, I understand how good of a person that he was in that brief time that I even known him.
Yeah.
And like even when I found out about it and I seen who it was, I was like, wow, like I can't believe that was him that it happened exactly. to. But
I hate to sound like everyone else and then, oh, he's a good dude, but like no, he was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's done. It's over. You know, we had a little moyer for him today. His son, man, he's fucking strong, man. His son like 11, I think, 10, 11. He's strong. He's strong. It hurt me when I pulled up and seen him today, like, fucked me up. But, it's been fucked with me. Like I said, this one of the best days I had so far since then. I mean, I ain't been eating, man. Been fucking with me, but
it does, yeah.
Appreciate y'all. And, rest in peace, Chris, man. You
definitely be always here for you, man.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Like, you know, appreciate even myself. Like, this week, you know, one of my former students was killed. And it's like, yo, it fuck with you, yo.
Absolutely.
Because, like, you remember them from, like, when I had him, he was in sixth grade. Just turned 19 not too long ago. So it's like not that big of a gap, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then to see the story and his older brother who I had in high school is like Facebook friend. And for him to post that and I saw it, I was like, damn, yo.
Yeah.
Like, I remember that little nigga was in sixth grade.
Right.
Running around the fucking middle school and shit, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, yeah, it fucks with you, man. And, you know, it's not the first student I've lost. I've been doing this 10 years. I probably lost about 6 kids now.
Yeah.
And so it fucks with you.
It never gets easier.
It doesn't at all. And it's just like, yo, man, we got to do something, yo. We're losing our children, losing good people. Like, right now, it's like, whatever the fuck is going on in the city, yo, we gotta stop it, yo. We're losing too many people, man.
Absolutely. And like, what got me, right, I had my son with me today. I didn't want to take him. But, you know, father first, so brought him with me. But, like, for him, he's 8.
And
the questions he was asking, like, I'm afraid that he know the questions he asked me, he know about it. Like, it's scary.
Yeah.
I just, you know, as a dad, I explained it to him. Like, he was like, what happened? I said, he got killed. He was like, I said he got killed right where... He said, where? I said, where we just was at. It was across the street. He said, that's a bad neighborhood. Like, you know what I mean? That hurt me. Like, damn, man, he know. But, I explained it to him. Like, you know what I mean? Just, you got to be careful. Don't trust anyone. Like, strangers, if dad or mom not around, don't go to nobody.
Yeah. It's sad, man. We gotta. It's like we growing up our kids too fast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We don't want them to see certain aspects. I mean, you know, especially our parents, you know, they try to shield us from certain things.
Yeah.
But now, because of technology
and YouTube, man.
Yeah, our kids are growing up way too fast.
Way too fast.
And they in adult situations way before their time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, we still got to have those conversations with our kids. We have to now. Because, you know, they're losing peers. They're seeing their peers go through losing parents or older siblings, stuff like that. So we got to have those conversations with them as the parent to let them know and reassure them that is. I think it's more of a reassurance thing.
Right.
To let them know that, hey, you know, we're still in your corner. We understand that this is going on. But at the same time, if you do these kind of things, you may not necessarily be in certain situations. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's more of a reassurance thing and letting them know that, you know, we still hear from them, we care about them, that, you know, we love them, and, you know, we're trying to raise them up in the right way. But, you know, some things may happen. Life happens sometimes.
Absolutely.
And that's one thing that we can't, you know, we'll always say that, you know, life happens. We can't always control what happens in life.
Right.
But at the same time, we can always provide them with that wisdom and say, hey, look, you know, let's continue. Let's go down this path instead of this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Let's do these things instead of going this way. And, you know, oftentimes if you stay on this path, life will be a lot better for you than if you cross the path. Not saying that bad things don't happen to good people, but if we continue to reinforce these certain things, then life will be a little bit different.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
Just to go off back where we was going to is the RIP Pops too, and I just wanted to bring up this the start of Pops. And this is one of my favorite scenes from Pops. This is the first thing, the boomerang.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yo, boomerang. Yo, that
so means I hope this is a good. Yes. I hope this is a good.
The clip from Martin.
Clip.
No, well, the secret is you got to coordinate.
Uh-huh.
Most people don't coordinate. See, you got to coordinate.
Yes, that's what you did.
Yeah.
Interesting.
See, I told you they don't stink when you pull the membrane out.
Mama. When you saw me, you saw the mushroom shirt.
Mushroom shirt.
Bang, mushroom shirt.
Mushroom shirt.
But see, you can't stop with the mushroom shirt.
I had to stop the shirt.
No, you got to keep going.
Okay.
Now, let me show you something. Look at that.
Oh, you got on a mushroom belt. Gerard, did you know your pops had a mushroom belt on?
Yes. But you don't stop there, see?
Nah,
you gotta keep going.
What you got, a mushroom ring?
Yes. What I got?
Duh! Gerard! Did you know on the inside was special mushrooms?
Yes! Simply delicious, Marcus.
I keep telling your mom she should take some cooking lessons from you. All she do is cook pork. I bet we've eaten everything on the pig, from the rooter to the tooter.
The whole pig, huh?
You didn't marry me for my cooking.
You got that right, baby. That's why we got little Junior over there. Bang!
Must you embarrass me in front of my friends on every possible occasion?
Now see here? That's your son. Private school got him off today like that.
Yeah, man, chill. It's your father, Mr. Jackson. Angela made this meal. It wasn't me. I can't take credit for it. It was Angela.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Good pick, Junior.
Daddy, I told you that Angela and I are just friends.
Mm-hmm. Just friends, huh?
Yes.
Just friends.
Leave it alone, hon. They done told you that 500 times. Just let it go.
Fine. We change the subject. Now, Marcus, I hear a girl dog got your pussy whipped. Why don't you reversed it. Don't be pussy whip. Whip that pussy. Look. Bang, 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 bang.
Pussy.
Bang.
Hey, we gotta get that on the shirt, yo. We have to get that on the shirt.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. R.I.P. Pops, man. R.I.P. Pop. But yeah, I mean, that's a great loss in comedy, man. And yeah. I'm sad that I never got to see him live.
Yeah,
too, he came through so many times, and I definitely just kind of loafed on those joints every single time.
I did see him before live.
You did?
Back in the day, though. Mm. He was, play that came down. It was at the Baltimore Arena, and, like, Destiny's Child was there. This is before Beyonce blew up.
Damn, nigga, how old are you?
Exactly, fuck you. Yo, damn, I forgot the name. I'm gonna think about the name of the play. But, like, we had floor seats, and my father, like, bought tickets and shit. So we was at the play, and, like, Beyonce, like, this was, Destiny's Child was popping back then. Before Beyonce kind of went off and did her own thing. Yo, it shit was like, and he came out first, and he did the whole bang, 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 shit was funny and shit. Mm. Yeah, but yo, he's hilarious, yo.
He's like, been in so many, like, so many classics. Movies, like shows,
Friday,
nigga? Like, yes.
Yeah, classic. Friday? Boondocks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, come on, yo. Now.
Like, Friday by itself, the first Friday.
Yes.
Like, I like the rest of them, but the first one was the best one to me.
Yes.
And, yo, he killed that shit. Yo, they said they got paid $5,000 for that.
Oh, shit.
The movie budget was $2 million. And they got $5,000 for that, and the movie grossed like $300 million.
Wow. Well, it's a classic. Literally, probably the best one.
It's the best one.
Number one hood classic. Yeah,
and that's what they were saying. He was like literally,
and
like,
he's one of the main parts.
Yeah, and that's what they were saying.
Every time in the kitchen, you in the kitchen
in the goddamn refrigerator,
eating up all the home mall. But yeah, man. But R.I.P. man. That's a big loss. I did want to go to this one. I don't know if you guys seen this, but I seen this video about it was a scare, an airplane scare where they thought that the plane dropped like 3,000 feet and had engine failure, and everybody was on there, so they were recording. And so,
like, they faked it?
No, they didn't fake it. They thought it was going down, okay, but it didn't. So you can see people's reaction of why, like, wow, this is happening. So mind you, everybody in this video are thinking that they're about to crash. Right.
That's not cool. That's not funny.
Now, it was certain different types of people on this thing. It was a lot of people singing. It was a lot of people praying. And it was this other cat that was drinking some liquor. So, my question for you guys is that who are you if that shit is happening? Are you the guy that's not, fuck this?
I'm panicking.
You panicking?
I'm panicking.
Look, I think I'm going to do a mix of drinking and I'm praying. I'm doing both at the same time. Okay.
Yeah, I've been on a plane that went through severe turbulence before. And, yo, I literally thought it was it, yo. Like, I swear to God, like, and the crazy part was, it was my whole family on the plane. Mm. Like, my little sister would have been rich as shit, like, because it was me, my parents, and my older sister on the plane. My little sister would have came through with at least life insurance, like, she'd have been a millionaire, like, shit. Like, for real. Like, because she would have got everybody shit.
Oh, because, yeah. Because
our whole family was on the plane. And literally, like, yo, I gripped the back of the seat so hard that when the plane finally landed, my fingerprints was in the back of the seat. Like, that's how hard I grabbed that motherfucker. Like, I literally thought it was over. Like, I was like, all right. So, you know, I'm Catholic and shit. So I said, look, you know, check this out. Hey, this is my confession. My three Hail Marys. Like, yo, it's a wrap. Yo, like, it's going to be over.
Wow. Wow. With me, I usually handle, like, very, like, scary, like, life-threatening shit very calmly. Like, I'm very calm. I don't panic. So I think I would probably be the guy that would have got the liquor and like, all right, let's drink this shit until this shit go down.
It's a difference.
Like, once I'm out of control, I can't control shit, then I'm just like, it is what it is. Yeah. I just hope that shit don't hurt. Yeah. So I'm going to drink my shit and I'm just going to, you know,
see what happens. That's how I am now. That's why I don't want to go back to Vegas. That shit happened when we was going to Vegas. Mm. That's why.
Cause like,
that's a decent flight.
So. Well, yeah. So for instance, so when I was in Frostburg, I was on my way to my internship and it was snowing that morning, and my car did a complete 360 in the snow.
Yeah,
right. And literally looked like I was going to go. You know, when you on them fucking 68 mountains, it's like, all right, you going down, and that's what I thought was going to happen. Now I didn't scream, I didn't do nothing. I just said, oh shit!
Like literally, that's what happened. I was in that car accident. Like literally, my fucking car was spinning, and I'm in that bitch. I'm like, wait, okay, the fucking car is spinning. Then I'm like, oh shit, I'm coming out my driver's seat. Like, oh shit, I'm in the back seat now. And I'm just like, yo, what the fuck? And like, when the car finally stopped spinning, all I was asking for the car to stop spinning.
Right.
Like, I was like, Jesus, please stop the car from spinning. Because I felt like I was getting motion sick. And then finally, the car stopped spinning. I'm in the fucking ditch. And I'm like, wait, I'm in the back seat of the car. Like, how the fuck did I get out the driver's seat? I'm in the back seat. I'm checking my legs. I said, oh shit, my shit still work. I gotta get out the car now. Like, get out the car. I broke the glass, get out the car and shit. I'm like, okay. But now my fucking back hurts and I just fell in the ditch. Like, shit was crazy. Mm. But yeah, it's like, now, like, when I fly, that's why I don't like flying. I like to go places that I have to fly, but I don't like flying. So normally I get drunk before I get on the plane. I'm that guy. I'm at the hotel bar. I'm taking shots. I'm drinking beers and shit. because if it's going to happen, it's going to happen, but I don't want to see the shit coming.
Right, that's why you like the owl seat.
Yeah, that's why I like the owl seat.
Yo, this man made me so mad one day. He was in charge of getting the tickets, and he got both of his owl seats.
Across from each other. Yeah, right. Like, swear to God, that's why I like the owl seat.
I was like, what the fuck? Fucking every time the Purdue Cane hit my knees and shit, I'm like, yo.
I don't want to look out the window.
I like the window seat.
I put the fucking window shit down. Like, if it's somebody just sitting there, I was like, you close the window, please. I don't want to see it because I don't want to see it coming.
Well, let me tell you this, though. So one time I was on the, because I don't know why I always get like the over the wing seat. Like, I always get the over the wing seat.
I hate that seat.
Yeah, right. We always get that shit. And one day I was looking out the shit while we was landing, and like, I could see like the inside of the wing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that shit came off.
Yep.
Right? And I was like, oh, I'm not going to say nothing because, again, I don't panic. I'm just like, fuck, that shit just came off. This shit about to... And then I could, you know, you could kind of see the wing kind of moving and shit. I was like, this wing about to come off. I didn't say shit, right? So we land. And then I see the shit come back over it. I'm like, oh, it's supposed to do that. And yeah. I was like, all right. But again, I was like, yo, I was like, we about to die. And I didn't want everybody to know because I didn't want everybody to start panicking.
Like, yo, like, that's how I went to Jamaica. I flew by myself to Jamaica. Like, meeting everybody for the wedding and shit, but I flew by myself on the plane. So I'm just, like, flying and shit. And I had already had, like I said, I don't like to fly. I already had a couple drinks at the bar. Now, mind you, this motherfucker, like, 8 o'clock in the morning. So I'm wet by the time I get on the plane.
We gotta tell that story about when we came back from Miami, too.
Oh, yeah, yo. So I'm wet by the time I even get the board on the plane. I said, I bought one drink on the plane. The flight attendant was like, oh, you having a celebration? I said, yes. I'm on vacation. Like, come on. So she started giving me more bottles of liquor. So I'm finished. By the time we get up in the air, like flying to Jamaica, I bought the Wi-Fi. The shit stopped working. Like, nigga, I'm wet. So she's like, so, is somebody going to receive you on the other end? Like, she's concerned. And I'm like, no. I said, fuck it. As long as I make through customs, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm good. So, like, yo. So I'm still drinking on the plane, and she's like, you know what, sir, I'm going to have to cut you off. Like, I just feel like I'm concerned for your safety. Like, I'm like, no, I'm fine. Like, keep fucking give me drinks. Like,
And while that's what he thought he sounded like, but the real shit was like, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I had like 3 shots before I got on the plane, and she gave me like 4 more while I'm on that bitch. God, so I'm
damn, how long was the flight?
It's like a 4.5 hour flight. Damn, to Jamaica, 4 hour flight.
You probably pissed on yourself.
No, I didn't. I went to the bathroom, even though I can barely times. Fit. Yeah, I can barely fit in the plane bathroom.
I've never been in a plane bathroom.
Nigga, this shit's like this wide.
Yeah, this shit is actually tight.
Yeah, it's like it's not big man friendly at all. But by the way, this nigga right here across from me, fucking,
he's the only reason that I'm not in Miami right now.
Yo, this nigga, brother man from the 5th floor. Like, I literally had to stand behind this nigga as we're going through TSA.
Because we went from the strip club to the airport.
Yes, literally.
Mm-hmm. We punched a whole bottle in like 15 minutes.
Yo. Damn. And I got to hold this nigga up as we're going through TSA.
I said, I don't think I'm going to make it.
Like, literally, we had an early morning flight to come back home.
It was like 4 a.m.
Yeah, I'm holding this nigga, like, arm behind him. As we're going through TSA, and they're like, sir, he has to go with like one at a time. I'm like, fuck, this nigga gonna fall over. You're not gonna make the plane.
I don't think I'm gonna make it.
Like, yeah, I'm literally holding this nigga up by his arm in the line. And people looking at us like, wait, these two niggas like, no.
And mind you, you gotta know the fit. So I had my airwear on, right? So I had the shorts with the tank top with the slides and the sunglasses at 4 a.m.
Yeah, no sun out at all. And niggas is straight coming from the strip club. So I'm pretty sure we smell like pussy. We smell like
glitter.
Like, glitter's all over the place. Like,
glitter and sweat.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Shame.
And
yeah,
liquor.
Like, yeah, and liquor. Like, I'm like, people looking at us like, goddamn. So we finally get on the plane. This nigga go to sleep with a baby.
No, this is the funniest shit ever, though.
Wait, what?
Yeah. With a baby. Well, first right beside him.
First of all, when I got through TSA, first of all, I had to show him my ID and shit, right? And he was like, he got to take his sunglasses up. I looked at Eric like, wow. Wait, what is he talking about? He's like, yo, come on, bro. You got to make it through TSA. He's like, come on. He's just like, come on. We just got to make it through. Yeah. I'm like, all right.
Just get us through TSA and we be good. Like, you know what I mean?
But, and the funniest thing, yeah, and that's the one thing, he had the aisle seat, and then the other seat, the middle seat was a mother, and the other seat was the father, and they had the baby. And I said, oh, fuck. Right? And the baby touched me. I was like, get off me, baby. I don't want this baby touching me. And I just, I fell asleep. I was knocked out before the plane even took off. And then got back and...
My mother picked us up.
Yeah.
My mother picked us up from the airport.
She's I was sleeping her car, too.
And she's looking at us like...
I was so bad. She was talking. I was like, I don't even know what you're saying.
Yeah, like, it was bad.
The hello. Like, good morning.
Yeah. She's like... Mm. Like, okay, like, what did you guys
y'all
do?
Y'all had fun.
Night?
It looks like y'all had fun.
Yeah. clearly, we both still fucked up. Smell like liquor straight out the strip club. Fucking glitter all over the place. She just like, okay, like, I'm just going to take you home now.
Just drop me up, please. Yeah. Yeah, but, good times. Anything else before we close this joint out? Nothing? All right, we'll close this joint out. But yeah, this is our show. Please keep listening. But yeah, everybody good?
Yeah.
All right, let's end the show. Peace.
Peace.
Oops, I forgot. I wasn't ready. Oh, I am.